Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
National brand. Before AmericanEagle.com, we partially launched a new technology platform developed by another firm. American Eagle helped take our technology to a whole new level with digital marketing, software development, and business insights into our key markets, appliances, HVAC, and outdoor power equipment, and did so both on time and on budget. AmericanEagle.com has the resources, experience, and talent needed to produce solutions. Our new technology platform developed by AmericanEagle.com has produced tremendous results with higher traffic, conversion, engagement, and online revenue. If you have any home repairs you need to take care of, check us out at RepairClinic.com. If you need a world-class website or technology project, then I would highly recommend AmericanEagle.com.
Call AmericanEagle.com at 773-NETWORK. That's AmericanEagle.com, 773-NETWORK.
Breaking sports news as it happens. Every hour, every day. WKRK-FM and HD1 Cleveland Heights.
This penalty's declined.
In Odyssey Sports Station. Your team, your station. Cleveland's Sports Radio, 92.3 The Fan. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
92.3 The Fan, 2020 Sports.
The city of Cleveland is accusing the Browns of violating Ohio law and the terms of the team's lease. Their lawyers are saying the Haslams defied the Modell law in failing to offer the team up for sale. They also say the team violated its lease by negotiating with others to play outside of the city's borders. The Guardians continue their West Coast trip tonight with the final stop of the week. They're in Sacramento to take on the Athletics later tonight in the first of a three-game series. Cleveland will throw Tanner Bibee against Jeffrey Springs. First pitch is at 10:05. The Yankees activated closer Luke Weaver off the injured list today. Weaver has been out since June 1st after straining his hamstring during a warm-up. This year, Weaver has a 1.05 ERA through 24 appearances. New York, meanwhile, lost six of their last seven games. Wisconsin is filing a lawsuit against Miami, claiming that the U broke the law by tampering with an athlete. It's the first-of-its-kind legal attempt trying to enforce the terms of a financial contract between a college football player and his school. Headline sports news every 20 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. From the University Hospital Sports Desk, I'm Anthony Allant.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima.
Joe Flacco is definitely not going to be the starting quarterback the following year.
No.
What are you looking to get out of Joe Flacco starting for an extended period of time at all?
Stability, know-how, respect in a front part of the schedule, that's tough. But I do think there's a difference in starting week one than starting in week four.
Well, do you think he's way better than Kenny Pickett? Because Kenny Pickett can do that too, right? He can navigate you through the tough part of the schedule.
I don't know if he can. I don't know if he has the wherewithal.
Then why is
Joe,
he here?
I trust
then,
to have the
then
head.
What was the point in bringing
I don't
here?
Know. Kevin seems to like Kenny Pickett and thinks that he can really spin it. I have no idea why the hell he's here. I wouldn't have traded for the guy.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima. Weekday mornings starting at 6 a.m. 92.3 The Fan.
The countdown to Browns training camp and the preseason is on, with all eyes on the quarterback competition, and it's another critical offseason for the Cavs as free agency is almost here. Don't miss a minute of The Fan with the latest breaking news during your work day or on the go. Stream us at 92.3thefan.com or on your phone with the free Odyssey app. Overtime here on 92.3 The Fan. I'm Nick Padone. Anthony Allant hanging out in studio with me, also holding it down on the 2020s. Just heard from Jake Schwanitz, Denver Buffs
beat writer, host, does a good job covering the Colorado Buffaloes, has a good relationship with Shedeur Sanders. I think that came through in his interview. And really just kind of telling Cleveland fans, listen, let's chill out on this thing. Couple speeding tickets, that doesn't mean that Shedeur Sanders is going to be a bad quarterback. But that's where I want to take this conversation now, is this whole Browns four-man QB debate. Anthony, I actually don't know where you stand on this, despite sitting in here with you for the last how many ever Sundays in a row.
Mm-hmm.
You know I'm a big Shedeur guy. I don't want him starting week one, though. Where do you fall on this whole thing?
On who starts week one?
Yeah.
Well, I've always thought that it's going to be Joe Flacco week one, and he's going to get put through the gauntlet of the first five games. And then if it goes well, you stick with him. And if it doesn't go well, you go to whichever one of your rookies is going to be the best. I'm pretty averse to starting a rookie off the rip just because it's such a leap from college football to the NFL. Whether you are Jaden Daniels or Riley Leonard and Kyle McCord and Quinn Ewers, like, I know it works out really well in some situations, but I've seen time after time again with guys that they really had no business starting week one, and they were because they drafted him really high and the fan base was clamoring for it, or the coach was in a position where he needed to start him off the rip. So I'm more averse to that sort of thing. And I think that Flacco, because he's the guy that was here in 2023, it's a shorter learning curve for him. You throw the old man out there and you demonstrate to your veterans like Joel Bitonio, David Njoku, Wyatt Teller, yada, 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 that, hey, we are trying to win and we are trying to compete off the rip here.
Yeah, I hate the Joe Flacco meat shield thing. I know they were talking about that a little bit on Afternoon Drive today, but it does feel like that's the smartest thing to do because he's an adult quarterback. And I don't know that Joe Flacco at age 41 is going to be physically capable of starting all 17 for the Browns this year. But I think he gives you the best chance to win week one. And I also think he gives you the best path, the best bridge to seeing these rookie quarterbacks and getting them on the field right away. The one thing that I am concerned about, and we talk about this on Sundays with Daryl, I'm concerned about how much love Kenny Pickett has been given. I just don't understand how Kenny Pickett fits into this equation. I'm really of the belief that Joe Flacco is the best quarterback on the roster right now. That's probably going to be true September 7th as well. Let's start him. Let's start him against the Cincinnati Bengals, because after that, you've got the Baltimore Ravens in Baltimore. Come on, that's just a better football team than you. You've got the Green Bay Packers, the Detroit Lions, the Minnesota Vikings. Oh yeah, that game's in London across the pond. No bye week in Pittsburgh against the Steelers, a place where you haven't won a regular season football game since the early 2000s. I think we've got to let the big boy, I think we've got to let the adult get the first crack at this.
So the fear with starting Joe Flacco, and I understand the kind of downside to that logic of starting the 40-year-old quarterback off the rip, is you do have two rookies that you drafted this year with a third and a fifth round pick. The third round pick, that's not exactly a flyer. Like, Shedeur Sanders right. is your flyer pick. And you have two first-round picks next year with what we've all decided is a really good quarterback draft. And I think it is a really good quarterback draft. So you do need to figure something out. And starting Joe Flacco off the in week one, even if you give him five games, that's five less games that you are not giving to Dylan Gabriel or Shedeur Sanders to figure out what sort of NFL quarterback they are. And if you throw him into a situation where the Browns are 1-5 and they're already looking toward next year, and maybe Kevin Stefanski's already fired, they're not getting put in the best situation to win.
Oh, man, we're not going there. The point that you made, though, is a good one. And I think something that gets lost in the whole next year quarterback class conversation is the fact that next season, there's a lot of quarterback needy teams. Because this season, Everybody decided to punt on quarterback. The Steelers, right here in your division, didn't draft a quarterback. The Giants did take one late, but you've got a lot of teams that are doing patch-up work on the most important position in sports, which leads me to believe supply and demand, there is going to be a big demand for quarterbacks next season. So if you identify one of these dudes that you really like coming out of college football next year, and you got two first-round picks, and you're maybe not so in love with Dylan Gabriel or Shador Sanders is a starting level quarterback, next year is probably the year where you got to go for it, because you got plenty of competition there with you that are going to try to improve, and one of those teams being the Steelers right here in the division.
So are you okay with them doing that whole thing of, like, I know I'm talking out of both sides of my mouth here, but are you okay with them not figuring out who their quarterback is? Because the other thing too is you could get to a situation where you're in week 17, you're like, oh my God, we haven't started Shador Sanders or Dylan Gabriel yet. We need to at least figure out what they look like. So you're okay with the situation where Flacco is your weeks one through five starter?
That's where things get weird. Things get weird, and typically this isn't a place where things get weird, what I'm about to say. If Joe Flacco accidentally wins too many games, things get weird, because how do you take him off the field? Same conversation with Kenny Pickett. If he's somehow the week one starter, say the Kenny Pickett reclamation project works. Are you going to pay? Are you going to extend Kenny Pickett?
I think so. Yeah, of course. If you go 7-10 with Kenny Pickett off the rip, I think if you go 7-10 with Kenny Pickett, or you go 8-9, God forbid, and you're vying for a playoff spot, and you have found that there's a guy that's a game manager type, you give him that Geno Smith style contract. You give him 3 years for $100 million because you're not going to be able to find a guy like that. Like, unless you are dead set on Arch Manning, Lenora Sellers, Fernando Mendoza, the list goes on.
I'm not so sure. You know, like Sam, you mentioned Geno Smith, Sam Darnold, 3 years, $100 million. That's a lot of money for Sam Darnold. I know it.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE. And I'm Jimmy Uso. Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know. I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
He was good last year, but there's a big chunk of my brain that thinks Sam Darnold with the Seattle Seahawks could very well turn into a pumpkin this season.
Okay, so you already have your guy in the building. You don't need to stretch for some other reclamation project that somebody did. You panned out a guy that you traded for and gave up assets and Dorian Thompson Robinson for.
I don't see the world where Kenny Pickett is any good. We want to hear from you. Talking all things Browns quarterback, 216-474-0092. We go out to Pepper Pike. BP has some thoughts on Shador. BP, you're up next on The Fan.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
Good, great, how BP. Are you?
Good, good. Well, I was telling Dominic that I'm a graduate of University of Colorado Boulder, so I'm very familiar with that area out there for starters. But, you know, Boulder is a college town, but, you know, there's still Boulder to Denver is about a 35-mile drive, and there's some beautiful freeways. So, in my opinion, I have a feeling Shador Sanders had some traffic tickets out there. I'm not – and I'm sure Dion probably had a hand in probably getting those taken care of. But, I mean, think about it. The kid's been here for 2 weeks or a month, and he's gotten two traffic violations in about 2 weeks. I mean, it's almost unheard of, but he never got one in two or three years out in Boulder. And I'm telling you out there, the roads are immaculate out there. They don't have the salt and the snow plows that they do here. They use gravel on the freeway. So, I mean, the roads are immaculate. So I'm just saying. And I want to see, Shador succeed. But this is a major red flag to me because you know, he should be minding his P's and his Q's. I mean, this kid should be on his best, very best behavior. He's a fifth round pick. He's fourth on the depth chart. You know, he's trying to impress everybody from the, you know, equipment guys to, you know, the head coach. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's just like if you were in your first job, you're going to, you know, at McDonald's, you're going to, you know, do everything right just the way they tell you and clean up and, you know, you'll be the last one to leave at night. So,
BP, can I ask you a real quick question? Because I want to see something here. If he got pulled over for going 10, 15 over, would this be a different conversation?
No, I mean, to be honest, just to get two tickets back to back in a new city, like within 2 weeks, that's a major red flag. Now, Nick was talking about, okay, have any of the listeners driven 100 miles an hour? And yes, I have. I've taken a car, a Porsche, over 100 miles an hour, but that was like an isolated, you know, out in the country, like when you're driving from Cleveland to Columbus in the middle of nowhere on Route 71.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So that's, you know, everybody's done that. You know, I would say, you know, you're in a cool car, you want to rev it up a little bit. You know, I did that once in a BMW convertible, took it up to 120, believe it or not. But that was very safe. That was like in the middle of the day, you know, and just for like a half a mile stretch. So it's almost, I wouldn't do that at night at 2 a.m. or 1 a.m. That would be stupid. So this is a bit of a red flag. And, you know, it seems that Shador has a bit of an entourage. Why doesn't he just have some of his buddies drive him? You know, that's my thought. You know, why is he driving anyways?
BP, appreciate the call. I think that's where we're heading. I think Shador, you know, kind of put out there that his days of driving are over. BP, thanks for the call. As the Morning Boys would say as well, congratulations on all the success.
Congrats on your
BMW drop in there.
Congrats on your audition for the next Fast and Furious movie, BP.
I will say that the you know, triple digits that I've hit were similar to him. It's on those, you know, boring country roads, Cleveland to Columbus, or even like Cleveland to Cedar Point, where you could kind of get away with those straightaways. And it's not, you know, in the middle of Strongsville on a weeknight.
So I want to harp on this real quick. You're convinced that Kenny Pickett is not going to work out. That's fine.
I'm not convinced that it's not going to work out. I just think that's like the clunkiest scenario is really? Kenny Pickett in general, because I don't really understand where he fits in here. I think the path is probably probably Joe Flacco as your starter, and then bridge to Shador or Dylan Gabriel, whichever one looks better, and you get both of those guys regular season cracks this season. Kenny Pickett is just a little bit lost on me because I don't really understand where he fits from day one. I've never really seen him play elite level quarterback. At best, I do think Stefanski can salvage his career into being some sort of game manager, but even that's a little bit hopeful. You know, I'm trying to sell myself here, Anthony, on a guy that could hopefully become a game manager, and that doesn't feel great.
I think the clunkiest situation is Joe Flacco, because no matter if he goes out and goes 17-0 or 0-17, he's really not going to be your quarterback next year.
I just think that there's a world where Joe Flacco could at least show Shador Sanders and Dylan Gabriel how the NFL works.
Why can't Kenny Pickett do that?
Because I don't know that if you put Kenny Pickett out there, and Steeler fan Dom is just itching in the bit to crack the mic here. I've seen Kenny Pickett play some bad football, and I know you have too, Dom. I don't think Shador or Dylan Gabriel learn anything from a Kenny Pickett meltdown against the Bengals or the Ravens week 1 or 2 of the NFL season.
One thing I will say about Kenny Pickett is that if you keep him in a close game, he'll make a drive for you late in the game. He won't do it in the first, second, or third quarter, but if you're down 3 and you need to get in field goal range, he'll score a touchdown.
But
that's how he is.
I've also seen him snowball in games, you know, where one mistake turns into 2 mistakes, turns into I dance into a sack, turns into a strip fumble because my hands are very small. I don't know. We're going to keep the conversation alive here on Overtime, 216-474-0092. What are the Browns doing with this quarterback situation? What's the path to getting these rookies on the field? Daniel Jeremiah had some thoughts on this, and we'll say what he had to say after the break, because, Anthony, if this happens, I think the entire city will be surprised. Nick Pedone, Anthony Alant, overtime on The Fan right after this. Back at it on The Fan, overtime. Nick Pedone, Anthony Alant hanging out in studio. I gotta say, it's always a hoot when my dad texts into the show. He does have a take on the Shador Sanders speeding thing. If you have a take and you don't have my personal cell phone number like my dad does, you could call in. 216-474-0092 is the number to call into this station, not to call into my personal phone. My dad said that Shador drives a TRX truck. It has a Hellcat motor in it. I'm not a car guy, so I don't really know, you know, as much about this stuff. You're going to go 35 miles per hour with your foot on the brake. He needs to trade in that truck, is my dad's Shador Sanders official take, is it might be time for future QB1 to get a new ride.
Maybe the advice that Joe Flacco can give him is Joe pulls him aside and says, here's the old man van that I'm driving.
Yeah, get a PT Cruiser, kid.
This, I bought this in 2003.
Runs like a beaut.
Runs like a beaut. It's got 350,000 miles on it.
The brakes are a little rusted, but you just gotta put a little pressure. They work fine.
Sometimes in the Cleveland cold weather, you gotta crank it a few times, you know, to get that thing going. But, you know, then it'll start.
Yeah, so sometimes you gotta hit the window a few times for it to go down. But I'll tell you what.
Works
the
like
AC works.
The AC blows cold air.
The AC works 100% of the time, 50% of the time. Works like a charm.
By the way, you can also get us on X Reactions, powered by Scheibe Jewelers, 843 for those listening at home. And you can tweet us, X us, Z us, whatever it is, or X us, whatever, and say what your thoughts are on anything that we've talked about with the Browns quarterback competition. We're going to get into Cavs and Guardians, Shador Sanders, anything like that that you want to talk about.
You know, keeping the conversation Daniel Jeremiah alive, of the fact that he thinks one of these rookie QBs could start week one, the more that I sit here and the more that I think about it, the crazier that I think that it is.
Yeah,
I just and we're having a completely different conversation. I would have a completely different viewpoint on this if they drafted Shador Sanders number 2 overall, if they drafted him number 33 overall, if they drafted him number 36 overall. But the fact that he was a 5th-round pick takes all of the heat off of Shador Sanders and all of the heat off of the Browns organization, where, I mean, this is a 5th-round pick we're talking about. The first ever player that Andrew Berry drafted that he cut was Richard LeCount III, who was a 5th-round pick. Like, these 5th-round picks, you're throwing darts. And Shador Sanders is a dart throw that could have a massive return on the upside, because in a world where he hits, you have found yourself Brock Purdy. In the world that he misses, 5th-round pick. That's what DTR was, and he was one of the worst quarterbacks that I've ever seen. So I just think you're asking the world out of one of these two guys to win the job, let alone start a NFL game on September 7th. Like, think about that. For Shador Sanders or Dylan Gabriel to start week one, that means they were that much light years ahead of the other rookie that's with them in camp, but also Kenny Pickett, who the Browns obviously like. They gave up a 5th-round pick plus Dorian Thompson-Robinson for him, and that was the first quarterback that they went out there and got this offseason. And Joe Flacco, who took you to the playoffs just a year ago. So I just think that the more that I sit here, the more that I ruminate on that possibility from Daniel Jeremiah, the more that I think it's just a little smidge crazy. I do think they're getting both of these rookie quarterbacks ready to go and to play at some point and at some point soon. But to do it week one, and just, that's a tall task, because that means that one of these dudes just took the world by storm in camp in the preseason.
Flacco and Pickett have a lot of cachet in that building because of what Flacco did in 2023 and the fact that Kenny Pickett touched the Eagles. Whether or not he even played in a game, it didn't matter for Andrew Berry. Andrew Berry is in love with the Philadelphia Eagles. So I think that was a big reason why Kenny Pickett was the guy.
You mentioned it too, like, Joe Flacco took Joel Bitonio to the playoffs. People forget Joel didn't have an opportunity to play in the 2020 COVID pandemic.
Yep.
So, like, if I was guessing who Joel Bitonio would want to start at quarterback week one, it's probably the guy that took him to the playoffs for the only time in his career that's pretty incredible. Like, if Joel Bitonio had any sort of playoff success, we're talking about him as a fringe Hall of Famer.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think what's going to be interesting is to look at the quarterback battles this year with the New York Giants, yeah, with the New Orleans Saints, and to a lesser extent with the Seahawks, because those are your guys that were drafted in the first, second, and third round. Those were your high-end level talent. Like, with the Seahawks, it's a little different because Sam Darnold's there, and Tyler Shuck might just play off the rip because they have nobody else to play for. So I think Browns fans should look a lot at what the Giants do with Jaxson Dart, because typically, like you said, if Shedeur Sanders or Dylan Gabriel was your first-round selection, we would be clamoring for the Browns to start him a lot more than we probably are right now. And if the Giants go with Russell Wilson or Jameis Winston week one, not that the Browns should ever follow him, but I think it should ease Browns fans' concerns that, okay, yeah, all of these guys, except for Cam Ward, are not in the ready-to-start mode at this point in time. And a guy like Jaxson Dart, a guy like Tyler Shuck, Jalen Milroe, they need more time and seasoning so that their decision-making's better, so that they know how to run an offense better. And I think we're going to come down to the fact that that's the same with our two rookies.
Well, the one thing that Jaxson Dart has working for him is the fact that he was a first-round pick, so he's got that fifth-year option on his contract, and he was the youngest quarterback in this class. So I do think the Giants can kind of hide behind the fact that, hey, this is a kid that's only 22 years old, just turned 22, by the way. Played, you know, in a pretty QB-friendly offense there at Ole Miss. We got 5 years to figure out what we got here. We're going to let Russell Wilson and Jameis Winston figure this season out, and we'll turn the keys to the car over to old Jaxson.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us. Listen to the Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
The next year, Browns don't have that same luxury, though. Browns have, two guys that are on only four-year contracts. Shador's 23, Dylan Gabriel's 24, and the elephant in the room, you got two first-round picks next year, and you're probably not going to be that good of a team this year. And Jacksonville's probably not going to be a great world-beater team next year, so you're going to be in a position to find that franchise quarterback. And to me, like, the main thing for this Browns season, like, they should put a plaque up in Berea today that says, you've got to figure out if Kenny Pickett, Shedeur Sanders, or Dylan Gabriel can prohibit you from drafting a QB in 2026. That's what this season is all about. If the answer is no, that's fine. You had three tries at three dart throws. Kenny Pickett has seldom played good NFL football. I'm sorry, that's the truth. He's not a good NFL quarterback. He hasn't had much success in this league. Joe Flacco is a fossil. Shedeur Sanders, so it's not him. Shedeur Sanders, for whatever reason, fell to the fifth round after he thought he was going number two overall. Dylan Gabriel is a left-handed short quarterback that played 10 years of college football and was okay. If none of those guys are the answer, that's fine. You could easily wash your hands from all of that and put your chips on the table for 2026, for Arch, for Drew, for Lenora Sellers, any of these guys. But that's what you have to figure out.
I think Andrew Berry tipped everybody off when he said in the draft process after trading down from number two that, you know, we look at these quarterback things in a 2-year window. And maybe that is just always the case, but it was the narrative this year, and I think we saw it by the way the draft board played out, that this was not a good quarterback class. And once the Titans basically said, we're not moving off number one, none of these other, all the other guys had a lot of holes with them, and Cam Ward has a lot of holes with him as well. They're just in a, you know, they're in basically restart mode down in Tennessee. So That's what the point of acquiring this second first round pick was. I mean, we've had beat writers come on ever since the draft and say, there's a damn good chance you're going to have two top 10 picks. And even if, you know, And even if the sky falls and the Browns go 7-10 this year, which would be, we'd all be singing hallelujah that they've turned this thing around a little bit. You know, you're going to have ideally a high pick with Jacksonville and a mid round pick. You have plenty of ammunition to trade up as high as you want for whichever quarterback you decide to fall in love with. So like it doesn't, you did give up three picks to get your three guys this year.
And
that is a lot.
Dude, Anthony, to that point, it is kind of a W for Andrew Berry. You know, just the fact that everybody thinks that Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry are on this timeline and that they've got to figure this thing out. And if the winning doesn't start soon, then they're in big trouble. I don't think that's reality in Berea.
That they would be fired after this year?
I don't think that's reality at all.
Either of them. Okay.
I really, barring something, you know.
Yeah.
Like barring the entire locker room turning on Kevin, or barring none of these rookies. If Mason Graham is the biggest bust at interior defensive tackle that we've ever seen, and Harold Fannin can't catch a ball, and Quinshon Judkins fumbles every time. Like, okay, then maybe we could have a conversation. But I really don't think that these guys are in trouble as we sit here right now. Because they're poised so nicely for 2026. And I know that's the last thing Browns fans want to hear, because we are so sick of waiting. And I'm sick of waiting too. But in a world where they try this season out with these four quarterbacks, and they could honestly say, hey, none of these guys were it, I don't think you could be that mad at them, because you at least tried everything at that point. You tried trading three first round picks for a bona fide superstar. That didn't work. You tried drafting a high profile rookie in the mid round, Shador Sanders. If that doesn't work, whatever. Dylan Gabriel, a guy that you really like. Kenny Pickett, the popular new thing to do in the NFL, find a highly touted first round pick and turn him into a reclamation project. If none of these things work out, I think Andrew Berry, Kevin Stefanski could seriously look ownership in the face and be like, dude, we tried it all. Like, we just need a first round quarterback that we really like, and we'll be ready to roll.
So are you comfortable with those two deciding on who the next quarterback is in 2026?
I think it depends how this year looks. I think if this,
well, if it goes south and they're not going to get fired, they get another mulligan.
Dude, but like, I think there's a couple different iterations of how it could go south. Like, if it goes south in a world where just nobody looks good, like say Shador, Dylan Gabriel, Joe Flacco, and Kenny Pickett all look like what Deshaun Watson looked like last year, or Dorian Thompson-Robinson looked like last year, then I think we have a serious conversation that these guys just don't know what they're doing.
See, to me, you only get so many swings at quarterback and head coach. And like, we all are like, Kevin Stefanski is a media darling. Oh, he's just been put in a bad situation. Him, yeah. How many stabs at the quarterback spot have Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski had? They made the swing for Deshaun Watson. They had Baker Mayfield.
They did, but I mean, ownership put their hand up for that. Jimmy said you could put that blame on me.
That's Dorian just him taking
Thompson
accountability.
Robinson was a mid-round pick, you know? So, like, I can't grade them on that. There's a piece of me that wants one more try. One more try just, with a first-round pick. Like, Baker wasn't their guy.
What if they picked the wrong guy? I mean, there's a lot of guys out there that we're really high on right now, but then you don't know when that is. And you're in such you're stuck right now because you have guys like Myles Garrett and Joel Bitonio, yeah, and Wyatt Teller, Jerry Jeudy. You have talent on this team. Madden just came out with their ratings today. The overall team rating for the Browns was 87, the same as the Philadelphia Eagles. You have talent on the team. So you are just going to continue to give them strikeout after strikeout after strikeout and say, well, you know, this one didn't turn out, but maybe the next one will.
It might be time for Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry to get a grip. We're playing Get a Grip on Overtime right here on The Fan.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.